Substitute these words in the above sentence pattern. The wood is bad.
چوب خرابه.
The charcoal is bad.
زغال خرابه.
The coal is bad.
سنگ زغال خرابه.
The oil is bad.
تیل خرابه.
The kerosene is bad.
تیل خاک خرابه.
The alcohol is bad.
الکل خرابه.
The garbage is bad.
پس مانده خرابه.
The meat is bad.
گوشت خرابه.
The mutton is bad.
گوشت گوسفند خرابه.
The lamb chops are bad.
چام خرابه.
The leg of lamb is bad.
ران پر خرابه.
The beef is bad.
گوشت گاو خرابه.
The filet mignon is bad.
پشمق خرابه.
The boned meat is bad.
سرخی خرابه.
The ground meat is bad.
کوفته خرابه.
The roast is bad.
کباب خرابه.
The veal is bad.
گوشت گوساله خرابه.
The liver is bad.
جگر خرابه.
The heart is bad.
دل خرابه.
The tongue is bad.
زبان خرابه.
The spiced rice dish is bad.
پلو خرابه.
The plain rice dish is bad.
چلو خرابه.
The macaroni is bad.
آش خرابه.
The spaghetti is bad.
سیمیان خرابه.
The fish are bad.
ماهی خرابه.
The chicken is bad.
مرغ خرابه.
The duck is bad.
مرغاوی خرابه.
The turkey is bad.
فیلمرغ خرابه.
The egg is bad.
تخم خرابه.
The flour is bad.
آرد خرابه.
The baking powder is bad.
بیکینگ پودر خرابه.
The soda is bad.
پولی خرابه.
The dough is bad.
خمیر خرابه.
The yeast is bad.
مایه خرابه.
The brown sugar is bad.
شکر خرابه.
The hard sugar is bad.
قند خرابه.
The vanilla is bad.
وانیلا خرابه.
The vinegar is bad.
سرکه خرابه.
The cinnamon is bad.
دارچینی خرابه.
The ginger is bad.
زنجفیل خرابه.
The cloves are bad.
میخک خرابه.
The cardamom is bad.
ایل خرابه.
The mustard is bad.
خردل خرابه.
The red peppers are bad.
مرچ سر خرابه.
The food is ready.
نان تیاره.
Breakfast is ready.
ناشتا تیاره.
Lunch is ready.
نان چاش تیاره.
Supper is ready.
نان شب تیاره.
Substitute these words in the above sentence pattern. The white loaf bread is ready.
نان دبل تیاره.
The whole wheat bread is ready.
نان سیاه تیاره.
The dessert is ready.
چیزنی تیاره.
The cake is ready.
کیک تیاره.
The cookie is ready.
کلچه تیاره.
The pudding is ready.
پودین تیاره.
The ice cream is ready.
شیری یخ تیاره.
The following are useful kitchen verbs in sentences. What are you doing?
چی میکنی؟
I am cutting meat.
گوشت میبرم.
What are you doing?
چی میکنی؟
I am lighting a stove.
اشتوب در میتم.
What are you doing?
چی میکنی؟
I am cooking bread.
نان پخته میکنم.
What are you doing?
چی میکنی؟
I am browning meat.
گوشت سرخ میکنم.
What are you doing?
چی میکنی؟
I am frying meat.
گوشت بریان میکنم.
What are you doing?
چی میکنی؟
I'm roasting meat.
گوشت کباب میکنم.
What are you doing?
Chi mi kuni?
I'm washing dishes.
Zarf mi shuyu.
The weights which are in use in Kabul are as follows. They may vary in other cities of Afghanistan. For example, the Kandahar is much lighter than the Kabul. When one American went to Kandahar, he was delighted to see how much more reasonable fruit was there per than it was in Kabul. He therefore ordered a good supply from the bazaar. But when he saw how much less was delivered than he expected, he was sure he had been cheated. Whereupon it was explained to him that the Kandahar was much less than that of Kabul. 24 equals 1
khur,
or 3.75 ounces. 4
khur
equals 1
pau,
or 15 ounces. 4
pau
equals 1
chorak,
or 3 pounds 12 ounces. 4
chorak
equals 1
fed,
or 15 pounds. 80
fed
equals 1
kharwar,
or 1,200 pounds. Practice these weights with the following sentences. What is its weight?
Tolish chandet.
1 mispal.
Yag mispal.
What is its weight?
Tolish chandet.
1 khurd.
Yag khurd.
What is its weight?
Tolish chandet.
1 pal.
Yag pal.
What is its weight?
Tolish chandet.
1 chorak.
Yag chorak.
What is its weight?
Tolish chandet.
1 seir.
Yak seir.
What is its weight?
Tolish chandet.
1 kharwar.
Yak kharwar.
Rule of the thumb measurements are still commonly in use in Afghanistan. They are as follows. The width of the back of a blade of a knife.
Yak pushtikar.
The width of a finger.
Yak kilk.
The span from the tip of the outstretched thumb to the tip of the little finger.
Yak bilin.
A step.
Yak kadam.
The distance between the outstretched arms.
Yak khuloj.
A leap.
Yak gom.
About 2 miles.
Yak khuruj.
About 12 miles.
Yak taroy.
For more exact measurements, the Western systems are being adopted and are pronounced as follows. Centimeter.
Centi.
Inch.
Inch.
Foot.
Foot.
Meter.
Meter.
Kilometer.
Kilometer.
Mile.
Mil.
Practice these sentences about measurements. What is its length?
Darazish chandet.
5 centimeters.
5 centi.
What is its width?
Barish chandet.
1 inch.
Yag inch.
How far is it?
Chakadudas.
10 miles.
Domi.
You indicate directions in the following way. To the right.
Tarafiros.
To the left.
Tarafichap.
Straight ahead.
Dubaru.
These are the directions of the compass. North.
Shamal.
East.
Mashriq.
South.
Junub.
West.
Maghrib.
Practice these sentences. Where is the cupboard?
Anwari kujar.
It's on the right.
Taraf rasat.
Where is the stove?
Bukhari kujar.
It's on the left.
Taraf chapat.
Where is Pagman?
Pagman kujar.
It's straight ahead.
Dubaru.
Which direction is Pakistan?
Pakistan kudam taraf.
It's east.
طرف مشرق.
Which direction is Iran?
Iran kudam taraf ast?
It's west.
طرف مغرب ast.
Which direction is Russia?
Urus kudam taraf ast?
It's north.
طرف شمال ast.
Which direction is Balochistan?
Balochistan kudam taraf ast?
It's south.
طرف جنوب ast.
If your new servant is a meager beaver, remember this proverb. A new servant can catch a running deer.
نوکر نو او را بدو میگیره.
The following is lesson 6 of an introduction to colloquial Kabul Persian. Here are names of cereals, vegetables, fruits, and nuts.
Wheat. Gandum.
Be sure to repeat each of these words after the informant. Right.
Beren.
Barley.
Jau.
Corn.
Jawari.
Beans.
Lubio.
Green beans.
Potilie.
Peas.
Mushung.
Lentil.
Dal.
Potato.
Kacholu.
Carrot.
Zardak.
Turnip.
Salgam.
Beet.
Lablabu.
Onion.
Pyoz.
Green onion.
Nushpyoz.
Garlic.
Beet.
Radish.
Muli.
Green.
Sabzi.
Lettuce.
Kou.
Cabbage.
Karam.
Cauliflower.
Dule karam.
Spinach.
Polak.
Leek.
Gandana.
Okra.
Bomia.
Mint.
Nono.
Parsley.
Gashnich.
Dill.
Tarotizak.
Cucumber.
Bodrang.
Snake-like cucumber.
Tara.
Tomato.
Bonjani rumi.
Eggplant.
Bonjani sio.
Mushroom.
Tamarok.
Squash.
Kadu.
Pumpkin.
Sambal kadu.
Asparagus.
Marchuva.
Rhubarb.
Ravosh.
Sugarcane.
Naishakat.
Grape.
Angur.
Raisin.
Kishmish.
Watermelon.
Talbuz.
Muskmelon.
Karbuza.
Fruit.
Mewa.
Apple.
Sail.
Pear.
Nok.
Peach.
Shaftalu.
Yellow apricot.
Zardalu.
Orange apricot.
Ashtaki.
White apricot.
Kaisi.
Plum.
Alu.
Prune.
Alu bukhara.
Sour cherry.
Alu bolu.
Sweet cherry.
Yelot.
Pomegranate.
Anar.
Quince.
Beet.
Mango.
Aam.
Banana.
Kela.
Coconut.
Naryal.
Date.
Korma.
Fig.
Anjeet.
Loquat.
Loquat.
Orange.
Malta.
Sour orange.
Narange.
Tangerine.
Sankara.
Lemon.
Limu.
Grapefruit.
Chakotara.
Mulberry.
Toot.
Large purple mulberry.
Shatut.
Strawberry.
Toot zemini.
Olive.
Zaitun.
Nut.
Khasta.
Almond.
Badam.
Walnut.
Charmal.
Pistachio.
Pista.
Pine nut.
Jalgoza.
Wild olive.
Sinjit.
I'd like to tell a funny story that happened about this chapter as one of the Americans was trying to learn it. You notice there are two words in this chapter, one for eggplant and the other for tomato. Eggplant is banjani sia, and tomato is banjani rumi. After this American had been studying this chapter, she wanted to practice her knowledge of the language, and so when it came time for her cook to leave, she wanted to say Bamani Khuda, which is goodbye, but instead she said Banjani Sia, which means eggplant. The cook had a very good sense of humor, and he caught on immediately, and so he bowed and said Banjani Rumi, which means tomato. Going on in this chapter, the imperative is usually made by adding b or b before the present stem, which is found by dropping the prefix and suffix from the present. For example, I bring is
Nyarum.
By removing the prefix me and the suffix you have a left. When you put b in before this, you have
Biar,
which is the imperative for bring. Practice these imperative sentences with the vocabulary just given. Bring wheat.
Gandum biar.
Bring rice.
Birinj biar.
Bring barley.
Jau biar.
Bring corn.
Jawari biar.
Bring beans.
Lubia biar.
Bring green beans.
Fasulya biar.
Bring peas.
Mushung biar.
Bring lentils.
Dal biar.
For further practice, you can continue through the word list using this same pattern. For example, bring potatoes.
Kacholi biar.
Bring carrots.
Zardak biar.
Bring turnips.
Shalgam biar.
Bring beets.
Lablabu biar.
Bring onions.
Pyoz biar.
Bring green onions.
Nushpyoz biar.
Bring garlic.
Sir biar.
Bring radishes.
Muli biar.
And so forth. The verb I take is
Mebarum.
The imperative is
Bubar.
Practice these sentences with this verb. Take wheat.
Gandum bubar.
Take rice.
Birinj bubar.
Take barley.
Jav bubar.
Take corn.
Javori bubar.
Take beans.
Lubya bubar.
Take green beans.
Fasulye bubar.
Take peas.
Mushung bubar.
Take lentils.
Dal bubar.
You may also continue this exercise through the whole word list. Going on, take potatoes.
Kachalu bubar.
Take carrots.
Zardak bubar.
Take turnips.
Shalgam bubar.
Take beets.
Lablabu bubar.
Take onions.
Piyaz bubar.
Take green onions.
Nush piyaz bubar.
Take garlic.
Pir bubar.
Take radishes.
Muli bubar.
And so forth. Please feel free to continue this as long as it takes for you to make this pattern automatically. To show a specific object of a verb, ra or a is suffixed to a noun. Ra is added to words that end in a vowel, and a is added to words that end in a consonant or diphthong. This adds the same meaning as the in English, but only can come in the object and not in the subject. For example,
gandum diyor
means bring wheat, but
gandum diyor
means bring the wheat. Practice this construction with the verb I buy.
Meekharam.
The imperative of this is
bekhar.
Buy the wheat.
Ganduma bekhar.
Buy the rice.
Birinje bekhar.
Buy the barley.
Jawa bekhar.
Buy the corn.
Jawari bekhar.
Buy the beans.
Lubyara bekhar.
Buy the green beans.
Fasulyara bekhar.
Buy the peas.
Mushunga bekhar.
Buy the lentils.
Dala bekhar.
Buy the potatoes.
Kacholu bekhar.
Buy the carrots.
Zardaka bekhar.
Buy the turnips.
Shalgam bekhar.
Buy the beets.
Lablabu bekhar.
Buy the onions.
Piyaz bekhar.
Continue this exercise on through the word list as far as you would like as well. Actually, if you could go through the whole word list in these practices, it will help you all the more. These are useful imperative sentences, both affirmative and negative. Notice that the imperative is formed by prefixing na to the verb, and it usually displaces the be, bu, or be prefix of the imperative. Go to the bazaar.
Bazaar buru.
Don't go to the bazaar.
Bazaar naru.
Wash the rice.
Birinje bushui.
Don't wash the rice.
Birinje nashui.
Clean the beans.
Lubyara poku.
Don't clean the beans.
Lubyara pok naku.
Cook the peas.
Mushunga puktaku.
Don't cook the peas.
Mushunga puktanaku.
Dry the dishes.
Zarfara sofiku.
Don't dry the dishes.
Zarfara sofinaku.
Peel the onion.
Pyoza fusku.
Don't peel the onion.
Pyoza fusnaku.
Empty the cup.
Pyolara kholiku.
Don't empty the cup.
Pyolara kholinaku.
Fill the cup.
Pyolara purku.
Don't fill the cup.
Pyolara purnaku.
Send the cook.
Ashpaz ravonku.
Don't send the cook.
Ashpaz ravon naku.
Wait.
Sabirku.
Don't wait.
Sabir naku.
Give the cook fruit.
Ashpaz miwa bite.
Don't give the cook fruit.
Ashpaz miwa nate.
Stir the soup.
Shurwara shur bite.
Don't stir the soup.
Shurwara shur nate.
Eat the apple.
Teo buku.
Don't eat the apple.
Teo naku.
Cut the meat.
Gushta bubur.
Don't cut the meat.
Gushta nabur.
Come here.
Ijebio.
Don't come here.
Ijanabio.
While eating the good fruit of Afghanistan, remember this proverb. One who doesn't appreciate the apple won't appreciate the orchard. The following is Chapter 7 in an Introduction to Colloquial Kabul Persian. Here's a list of useful household words. House or room.
Khane.
Please repeat these after the informant. Some room.
Gulkhane.
Parlor.
Mehmon khane.
Study.
Kitabkhane.
Workshop.
Karkhane.
Basement.
Zirkhane.
Storeroom.
Sandukhane.
Woodshed.
Chubkhane.
Servant quarters.
Piyadakhane.
Hall.
Dahliz.
Bathroom.
Tashnob.
Bath.
Hammam.
Outhouse.
Kinarab.
Roof.
Bom.
Small roof.
Bomuti.
Ceiling.
Chat.
Wall.
Dewar.
Floor.
Fat.
Door.
That was that.
Doorknob.
This ye.
Lock.
Pull.
Key.
Kili.
Bolt.
Pull pack.
Window.
Kilki.
Screen.
Jolly.
Corner.
Kunj.
Steps.
Zina.
Ladder.
Ine chubi.
Carpet.
Colleen.
Rug.
Gilam.
Cotton runner.
Satranji.
Doormat.
Poipok.
Grass mat.
Guriyo.
Clothes closet.
Anwari.
Coat hanger.
Coat band.
Bed.
Bistarat.
Rope bed.
Chorpoi.
Mattress.
Toshak.
Sheet.
Rujoi.
Blanket.
Kampal.
Quilt.
Lyok.
Pillow.
Polish.
Pillowcase.
Chete polished.
Large pillow.
Pushti.
Curtain.
Parda.
Picture.
Act.
Lamp.
Chirog.
Bulb.
Guru.
Electricity.
Bap.
Switch.
Switch.
Couch.
Couch.
Heated table bed.
Sandali.
Razir.
Mankal.
Fire tongs.
Otshi.
Broom.
Joru.
Wash basin.
Tash.
Toothbrush.
Bursi dandon.
Toothpaste.
Kirimi dandon.
Toilet bowl.
Kamur.
Jug.
Jack.
Clay pitcher.
Koza.
Courtyard.
Auli.
Well.
Chaw.
Pump.
Bamba.
Pipe.
Nan.
Faucet.
Chizdon.
Fence.
Kathara.
Servant.
Nokar.
Bearer.
Pishkizmat.
Laundryman.
Dubi.
Gardener.
Bogwan.
Gateman.
Popchi.
Nurse.
Doi.
Bedbug.
Kafat.
Flea.
Kite.
Louse.
Ispish.
Mosquito.
Kasha.
Mosquito net.
Kashakhana.
Fly.
Magat.
Fly swatter.
Magatkush.
Cockroach.
Madre Kaikon.
Wasp.
Zambur.
Scorpion.
Gajdum.
Spider.
Jolagak.
Spider web.
Tari Jolo.
Ant.
Murcha.
Simple past tense of the verb. All Persian infinitives end in an. The simple past tense is formed by dropping this an suffix of the infinitive and then adding the personal endings of the present tense, except for the third person singular, which leaves off the a suffix. For example, the infinitive of the verb to do is
kadan.
By dropping the an, you have kad left. Add to this the personal endings of the present, and you have the simple past tense as follows. I did.
Kadim.
You did.
Kadi.
He, she, it did.
Kad.
We did.
Kadim.
You did.
Kadim.
They did.
Kadam.
Practice this simple past tense with the following pattern. I cleaned the house.
Khana ra pak kadam.
You cleaned the house.
Khana ra pak kadi.
He, she, it cleaned the house.
Khana ra pak kad.
We cleaned the house.
Khana ra pak kadim.
You cleaned the house.
Khana ra pak kadim.
They cleaned the house.
Khana ra pak kadam.
Practice the above pattern by substituting the rest of the household words in the first column at the beginning of this chapter 7. I cleaned the sunroom.
Gulkhana ra pak kadam.
You cleaned the sunroom.
Gulkhana ra pak kadi.
He, she, it cleaned the sunroom.
Gulkhana ra pak kad.
We cleaned the sunroom.
Gulkhana ra pak kadim.
You cleaned the sunroom.
Gulkhana ra pak kadim.
They cleaned the sunroom.
Gulkhana ra pak kadam.
Continue this exercise on through the list of the words in this first column. Questions can be made from the above pattern by raising the intonation at the end instead of having it come down as it does in the statements. For example, did I clean the window?
Kilkina pakadam.
Did you clean the window?
Kilkina pakadi.
Did he, she, it clean the window?
Kilkina paka.
Did we clean the window?
Kilkina pakadin.
Did you clean the window?
Kilkina pakadin.
Did they clean the window?
Kilkina pakadan.
practice the above pattern by substituting the rest of the words in the second column at the beginning of this chapter 7. For example, did I clean the screen?
Yo li repocadi.
Did you clean the screen?
Yo li repocadi.
Did he, she, it clean the screen?
Yo li repocadi.
Did we clean the screen?
Yo li repocadi.
Did you clean the screen?
Yo li repocadi.
Did they clean the screen?
Yo li repocadi.
Continue on through this column using the words in the same pattern. The negative in the simple past tense is formed by prefixing na in front of the verb. The following pattern is with
گرفتن,
which means to get. I didn't get the lamp.
چراغ نگرفتم.
You didn't get the lamp.
چراغ نگرفتی.
He, she, it didn't get the lamp.
چراغ نگرفت.
We didn't get the lamp.
چراغ نگرفتیم.
You didn't get the lamp.
چراغ نگرفتیم.
They didn't get the lamp.
چراغ نگرفتن.
Practice the above pattern by substituting the rest of the words in the column of vocabulary which comes under the word چراغ earlier in this chapter. For example, bulb. I didn't get the bulb.
گروپ نگرفتم.
You didn't get the bulb.
گروپ نگرفتی.
He, she, it didn't get the bulb.
گروپ نگرفت.
We didn't get the bulb.
گروپ نگرفتیم.
You didn't get the bulb.
Grupa nagrifteen.
They didn't get the bulb.
Grupa nagrifteen.
Continue on through this column using these words in the same pattern. The infinitive of the verb to be is
Buden.
From this we get the past stem
Bud,
to which the personal endings are added to make the simple past tense of the verb to be as follows. I was a servant.
No karbudum.
You were a bearer.
پیش خدمت بودی.
He, she, it was a laundry man or laundry woman.
دوبی بود.
We were gardeners.
باغوان بودیم.
You were gatemen.
قاپچی بودیم.
They were nurses.
دایی بودن.
The infinitive of the verb to kill is
کشتن.
The present is
میکشم.
And the past is
کشتم.
Practice these sentences. I killed a bed bug.
خسک کشتم.
You killed a flea.
کیک کشتم.
He, she, it killed a louse.
پیش پیش کشت.
We killed a wasp.
زنبور کشتیم.
You killed a scorpion.
دجدم کشتیم.
They killed the ant.
مرچه کشتم.
The infinitive of the verb to see is
دیدن.
The present is
میبینم.
And the past is
دیدم.
Practice these sentences. I saw the mosquito.
پشه دیدم.
I saw the mosquito net.
پشه خانه را دیدم.
I saw the fly.
مگس دیدم.
I saw the fly swatter.
مگس کش دیدم.
I saw the cockroach.
مادر کیکان دیدم.
I saw the spider.
جولاگه که دیدم.
I saw the spider web.
تار جولا را دیدم.
This is the family tree in colloquial Kabul Farsi. Grandfather.
Padar Kalon.
Grandmother.
Madar Kalon.
From this list you can see that relationships in Afghanistan are much more important than we consider them in the West, and for that reason they have names of relatives which don't even exist as far as English terminology is concerned, but can only be explained by using several words. Father-in-law.
Khusur.
Father.
Padar.
Mother.
Mother.
Mother-in-law.
Khushu.
Paternal uncle.
Kaka.
Paternal aunt.
Ama.
Maternal uncle.
Momo.
Maternal aunt.
Khala.
Husband. Paternal uncle.
Kaka Khusur.
Husband's paternal aunt.
Ama Khushu.
Wife's paternal uncle.
Kaka Khusur.
Wife's paternal aunt.
Ama Khushu.
Husband's maternal uncle.
Mama Khusur.
Wife's maternal uncle.
Mama Khusur.
Wife's maternal aunt.
Khala Khushu.
Bridegroom.
Damad.
Fiancé.
Namzad.
Fiancé.
Namzad.
Bride.
Aruz.
Brother's wife.
Yanga.
Husband.
Chui.
Or.
Shawat.
Wife.
Zan.
Or.
Kuj.
Sister's husband.
Yodna.
Husband's brother.
Iwat.
Husband's sister.
Nanu.
Wife's brother.
Kusurburat.
Wife's sister.
Kyoshna.
Husband's sister's husband.
Chinanu.
Husband's brother's wife.
Danewat.
Wife's sister's husband.
Boja.
Wife's brother's wife.
Dane Kusurburat.
Brother.
Biodat.
Son.
Bacha.
Daughter.
Dukhtar.
Sister.
Khor.
Adopted brother.
Jodar Khonda.
Adopted son.
Farzandi.
Adopted daughter.
Farzandi.
Adopted sister.
Farkhunda.
Brother's son.
Jodar Zoda.
Brother's daughter.
Jodar Zoda.
Sister's son.
Farzoda.
Sister's daughter.
Farzoda.
Paternal uncle's son.
Bache Koko.
Paternal uncle's daughter.
Dukhtar Koko.
Maternal uncle's son.
Bache Momo.
Maternal uncle's daughter.
Dukhtar Momo.
Paternal aunt's son.
Bache Amma.
Paternal aunt's daughter.
Dukhtar Amma.
Maternal aunt's son.
Bache Khola.
Maternal aunt's daughter.
Dukhtar Khola.
Grandson.
Nawasa.
Granddaughter.
Nawasa.
The following are other isolated titles and names of relationships. When you address the following, use grandfather.
Babaji.
Father.
Ogo.
Mother.
Bubu.
Grandmother.
Bibi.
For step relationships, just attach
andat
to the end of the word. For example, stepbrother.
Jodar andat.
Stepson.
Bachandat.
Stepdaughter.
Dukhtar andat.
Stepsister.
For andat.
Other common titles and relationships are relative.
Khisho.
Baby.
Minigat.
Friend.
Rafiq.
Sir.
Soy.
Twins.
Duganagi.
Neighbor.
Amsoya.
Madam.
Khonum.
Triplet.
Seganagi.
Countryman.
Watandar.
Old man.
Boba.
Child.
Pushtuk.
Or
Tifil.
Of the same tribe.
Kaumo.
Memorize this proverb to show that people, even though they may be relatives, are not always of the same caliber. Five fingers are brothers, but are not the same. The following is Chapter 8 of an Introduction to Colloquial Kabul Persian. Here are some useful words for the bazaar. Bazaar.
Bazaar.
Please repeat these after the informant. Store or shop.
Dukan.
Large store.
Maghaza.
Hotel.
Hotel.
Tea shop.
Samawat.
Tea room.
Coffee.
Restaurant.
Restauran.
Kebab seller.
Kebabi.
Spit or skewer.
Sheikh.
Candy seller.
Kanat.
Candy.
Chirni.
Hard candies.
Chinligak.
Candy-coated nuts.
Nukul.
Gum.
Tajik.
Sweetmeat.
Halwa.
Pretzel donut.
Jalebi.
Pastry loaf.
Paratha.
Fruit seller.
Meva Furush.
Dry fruit seller.
Kishmish Furush.
Dried apricot.
Kishta.
Green grocer.
Sabji Furush.
Dry grocer.
Ghala Furush.
Butcher.
Kasab.
Meat chopper.
Sotu.
Cleaver.
Tawarcha.
Meat hook.
Changi.
Gale.
Tarazu.
Weight.
Sang.
Baker.
Nonboy.
Large pottery oven.
Tandoor.
Dairyman.
Kirfuruj.
China seller.
Nifuruj.
Cosmetic seller.
Kinsor.
Lipstick.
Lapsirin.
Powder.
Poudat.
Rouge.
Burkhi.
Face cream.
Krimi rouge.
Perfume.
Atit.
Hair oil.
Dogani mui.
Beads.
Mora.
Locket.
Locket.
Earring.
Zirgushi.
Pin.
Pinjok.
Bobby pin.
기칼.
Safety pin.
핀.
Needle.
도장.
Button.
도구마.
Thread.
털.
Ribbon.
기타.
Comb.
전화.
Knitting needle.
기기법.
Yarn.
울.
Crochet hook.
그리시니.
Lace.
졸마.
Glasses.
아이낙.
Umbrella.
차지.
Toothpick.
단단 cow.
Doll.
유디.
Balloon.
복권에.
Top.
로투.
Baby rattle.
지랑거네.
Kite.
버가스파론.
Ball.
톱.
Bell.
장.
Donkey bell.
궁그루.
Whistle.
스틸럭.
Harmonica.
하르모니아.
Hardware seller.
코르다프루즈.
Nail.
메이크.
Tack.
코카.
Screw.
페이지.
Hinge.
차프로드.
Nut and bolt.
나투볼.
Washer.
워샬.
Curtain ring.
알키 파르다.
Chain.
잔지.
Rope.
레스폰.
String.
레스폰이토리.
Wire.
팀.
Plug.
팔락.
Socket.
Socket.
Rubber tape.
Rubber tape.
Fuse.
Fuse.
Hammer.
차쿠지.
Screwdriver.
깃털.
Pliers.
칼옷.
Wrench.
Wrench.
Scissors.
깔치.
Second hand seller.
코나프루즈.
Wood seller.
초프루즈.
Wood chopper.
촙시칸.
Pine wood.
초베아차.
Mulberry wood.
초비툭.
Oak wood.
초이발루트.
The Afghan monetary system. The basic monetary unit is the Afghani, which is pronounced
Afghani,
and more often referred to in colloquial Kabul Persian as
Rupa.
This is divided into 100 units called
Pul.
These, however, are not referred to as
Pul
in ordinary conversation, but rather the following terms, which are not always mathematically consistent, are used. One Pul is called
Yak Paisa.
Please repeat these expressions after the informant. Five Pul is called
Te Paisa.
Or
Yaksi Pul.
10 pool is called
Shash Paisa.
Or
Yak Shash Pul.
15 pool is called
Do Paisa.
20 pool is called
Dishash Pul.
Or
Yak Shash Do Pul.
25 pool is called
Chonzo Paisa.
Or
Yak Chonzo Pul.
30 pool is called
Te Shash Pul.
Or
Yak Tanga.
40 pool is called
Chor Shash Pul.
50 pool is called
Yak Kheron.
60 pool is called
Shashash Pul.
Or
Dutanga.
70 pool is called
Afshash Pul.
75 pool is called
Teshonzo Pul.
80 pool is called
Ashash Pul.
90 pool is called
Nushash Pul.
100 pool is called
Yagrupa.
Or
Yagawani.
125 pool is called
Panshonzo Pul.
150 pool is called
Tekhiro.
175 pool is called
Chongapuli Kam Durupa.
200 pool is called
Durupa.
Or
Dawani.
225 pool is called
Chongapuli Bala Durupa.
250 pool is called
Dinim Rupa.
Or
Dinimawani.
Predicate adjectives in Kabul Farsi come just before the verb to be, whereas in English, such adjectives come after the verb of equation. For example, the bazaar is large is translated into Farsi as
Bazaar Kalona.
Practice the above pattern with the following word. The store is large.
Dukan Kalona.
The big store is large.
Maghaza Kalona.
The hotel is large.
Hotel Kalona.
The tea shop is large.
Samawat Kalona.
The tea room is large.
Coffee Kalona.
The restaurant is large.
Restaurant Kalona.
Practice the following patterns with the words under them. The kebab seller is fat.
Kabobi chogat.
The candy seller is fat.
Kanot chogat.
The fruit seller is fat.
Meofurush chogat.
The dry fruit seller is fat.
Kishmishfurush chogat.
The green grocer is fat.
Sabzifurush chogat.
The dry grocer is fat.
Kalafurush chogat.
The butcher is fat.
Kasol choret.
The baker is fat.
Non boy choret.
The dairyman is fat.
Chifurush choret.
The china seller was thin.
Chinifurush lager bit.
The cosmetic seller was thin.
Chinsort lager bit.
The hardware seller was thin.
For the furush lager bit.
The second-hand seller was thin.
Kuna furush lager bit.
The wood seller was thin.
Chup furush lager bit.
The woodcutter was thin.
Chup shikan lager bit.
The skewer is small.
Ti khurda.
The meat chopper is small.
Sotul khurda.
The cleaver is small.
Tavarcha khurda.
The meat hook is small.
Changi khurda.
The scales are small.
Tarazu khurda.
The weight is small.
Sang khurda.
The pottery oven is small.
Tandur khurda.
When asking price, use these patterns. How much is candy a pound?
Chini pavi chanda.
How much is hard candy a pound?
Chini gak pavi chanda.
How much is candy cold with nuts a pound?
Nukul pavi chanda.
How much is sweet meat a pound?
Alwa pavi chanda.
How much are pretzel donuts a pound?
Jalebi pavi chanda.
How much is pastry loaf a pound?
Parota pavi chanda.
How much are dried apricots a pound?
Kishta pavi chanda.
How much are nails a pound?
Mekh pavi chanda.
How much are tacks a pound?
Kuka pavi chanda.
How much is chewing gum?
Sajak chanda.
How much is lipstick?
Lapsiri chanda.
How much is powder?
Poda chanda.
How much is rouge?
Silhi chanda.
How much is face cream?
Kirimirui chanda.
How much is perfume?
Atip chanda.
How much is hair oil?
Roganimui chanda.
What is the cost of beads?
Timatimura chanda.
What is the cost of lockets?
Timarokit chanda.
What is the cost of earrings?
قیمت زیرگوشی چنده؟
What is the cost of pins?
قیمت سنجاق چنده؟
What is the cost of bobby pins?
قیمت سیخک چنده؟
What is the cost of safety pins?
قیمت پنگ چنده؟
What is the cost of needles?
قیمت سوزن چنده؟
What is the cost of buttons?
قیمت تکمه چنده؟
In discussing price, use these patterns. The thread is cheap.
تار ارزان است.
The ribbon is cheap.
فیته ارزان است.
The comb is cheap.
شانه ارزان است.
The knitting needle is cheap.
تیخ بافت ارزان است.
The yarn is cheap.
بون ارزان است.
The crochet hook is cheap.
کریشنیل ارزان است.
The lace is cheap.
چرمه ارزان است.
The glasses are cheap.
عینک ارزان است.
The umbrella is expensive.
چتری قیمت است.
The doll is expensive.
گودی قیمت است.
The balloon is expensive.
پوکانه قیمت است.
The top is expensive.
لاتو قیمت است.
The baby rattle is expensive.
جرنگانه قیمت است.
The kite is expensive.
کاغذ پران قیمت است.
The ball is expensive.
توپ قیمت است.
The bell is expensive.
زنگ قیمت است.
The donkey bell is expensive.
Gunglu qimat ast.
The word
bisyar
is used a great deal in Farsi, and in front of a predicate adjective, it has the meaning of very. In front of nouns, it has the meaning of a lot of. Practice the following sentences using this word. The whistle is very expensive.
Ishbilag bisyar qimat ast.
Use the above pattern with these words. The harmonica is very expensive.
Harmonia bisyar qimat ast.
The screw is very expensive.
Tep bisyar qimat ast.
The hinge is very expensive.
Chapras bisyar qimat ast.
The nut and bolt is very expensive.
Nut and bolt bisyar qimat ast.
The washer is very expensive.
Washal bisyar qimat ast.
The curtain ring is very expensive.
Halqi parda bisyor qimmat.
The chain is very expensive.
Zanjir bisyor qimmat.
I am buying a lot of rope.
Bisyor ispon mikharam.
Also use these words in the above pattern. I am buying a lot of string.
Bisyor ispon tori mikharam.
I am buying a lot of wire.
Bisyor sim mikharam.
I am buying a lot of plugs.
بسیار پلک می خرم.
I am buying a lot of sockets.
بسیار ساکت می خرم.
I am buying a lot of rubber tape.
بسیار رابر تیپ می خرم.
I am buying a lot of fuses.
بسیار فیوز می خرم.
I am buying a lot of hammers.
بسیار چکش می خرم.
I bought a lot of screwdrivers.
بسیار پیچتاو خریدم.
Practice the above sentence by substituting the following word. I bought a lot of pliers.
بسیار پلاس خریدم.
I bought a lot of wrenches.
بسیار رنج خریدم.
I bought a lot of scissors.
بسیار قیچی خریدم.
I bought a lot of pine wood.
بسیار چوب ارچه خریدم.
I bought a lot of mulberry wood.
بسیار چوب توت خریدم.
I bought a lot of oak wood.
بسیار چوب بلوط خریدم.
When shopkeepers in the bazaar begin praising their goods, remember this Persian proverb. No one will say that his buttermilk is sour. A conversation in bargaining might go something like this. Shopkeeper, what do you want? Customer, I want some hard candy. How much is it a pound? Shopkeeper, 10 afghanis a pound. Customer, no, it is too expensive. Make it cheaper. Shopkeeper, give 50 pool less for it. Customer, no, it is still expensive. Shopkeeper, how much do you want to give? Customer, 5 afghanis.
5 afghanis.
Shopkeeper, no, I won't give it any less than this.
Ne aji kam nametum.
Customer, all right, what is its last price?
Ko akhirish chande.
Shopkeeper, 8 afghanis.
8 shupa.
Customer, is 6 afghanis all right?
6 shupa durusta.
Shopkeeper, no, I won't give it for this price.
Ne bai qimat nametum.
Customer, go on, it's all right. I'll give 7 afghanis. Too much bargaining isn't good. Shopkeeper, all right, give it. It doesn't matter.